I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. There was an unexpected turn of events in Montpelier today. The Vermont House almost passed a measure to raise the smoking age to 21. Almost. A tie vote put the fate of the bill to House Speaker Shap Smith. And while the Morrisville Democrat opted to kill the measure for now, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has learned the bill does still have some legs.
It's rare enough to see the House cast a floor vote that doesn't have a preordained outcome, and rarer still to see a tie. But when it came time to read the results of the roll call vote, those voting yes numbered 71.
Those voting no, 71. The amendment fails.
That's Speaker Smith there, announcing the proposal's doom without actually casting a tie-breaking vote. Technically, a tie vote means a measure fails. All Smith had to do was abstain. The proposal was part of an amendment to a bill regulating electronic cigarettes, and it would have raised the age at which people can possess or purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21 over a three-year period. Representative George Till, a Jericho Democrat and medical doctor who authored the amendment, says identical measures in other jurisdictions have cut youth smoking rates by 50%.
Right now in Vermont, there are 10,000 kids under the age of 18 who are going to die a premature death because of tobacco-related illnesses if we don't do anything.
And he said lawmakers had in front of them an effective solution to their healthcare budget woes.
This is a clear way to reduce healthcare spending by millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars per year.
Some lawmakers opposed the proposal on procedural grounds, saying it hadn't been vetted in the committee process. Others, like Northfield Representative Ann Donahue, had more substantive objections.
And our rights as adults, when we become adults, include the right to make bad choices.
The 71-71 vote, however, had as much to do with political strategy as policy substance. Essex Representative Paul Dame, a Republican, opposed both the amendment and the underlying bill. But he had an epiphany. Perhaps the success of the amendment would sink the entire bill.
So when the vote started, I started keeping track.
He voted no on the amendment initially. By the time voting concluded, his tally showed how decisive his vote might be.
Mr. Speaker, may I change my vote?
You may.
Dame of Essex.
Yes.
Smith says that philosophically, he believes Vermonters who can be sent to war should be allowed to smoke, however bad he thinks that decision might be. He also says it's important to respect the committee process and not govern by rogue amendment. But Smith says the proposal to raise the smoking age merits vetting by the House Committee on Human Services.
And I'm going to speak with the committee and ask them to do just that. I do see a path ahead for this bill, yes.
The time frame for that action is unclear. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.